you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Wednesday. Hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are taking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you take us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, tickling your ear holes. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We're still here, right?
I think we're still here.
The world didn't implode because frothy mixture. Oh, I can't even say it anymore.
We have so much sad news today.
Frothy mixture.
Yeah, two losses on the Republican side. Rand Paul announcing that he's done.
Thad.
And apparently Senator Frothy Mixture, Rick Santorum.
Thadder.
Also saying bye-bye to his book tour.
Book tour.
Yeah, wasn't he pretty much on the book tour for the last couple of months? I mean, he's had no fucking prayer.
Weren't we having
I don't know what he thought was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I don't know either. He was going to have a moment of enlightenment.
And maybe he thought all of the...
Who wants to buy his fucking book?
Everybody that voted for him last time would suddenly see the light. And apparently they don't like answering poll questions. I don't know what he was thinking. Yeah, if you're
down, an asshole.
Yeah, if you're down like at 1% and all the evangelicals,
go fuck yourself.
All the evangelicals are watching somebody else shake their hiney, then you probably need to bail. I mean, Huckabee desperately tried. He's
an asshole too.
He wrapped his tentacles around Kim Davis for fuck's sake, and
that's
championed
gross.
That hag. And her cause to help Christianity survive.
Just think about what he did. He embraced some good old fashioned homophobia
and some Duggars
for nothing. Yes, for nothing.
Right?
Homophobia and people that molest people. That's what he did.
Which, I mean, granted,
and he didn't get anything started out of it.
Well, he started circling their starfish before the whole Duggery news. I don't think he leapt to their defense, having never heard of them before, but he was into them before
it's
that.
Circling
he
just, the starfish?
Yeah. He just stood by them and a little too long after the whole Duggering.
Oh, yes.
Slash hookers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And like.
God, I forgot all about that.
Like going past safe word brutal to the hookers kind of shit, right?
Let's take stock of the Duggars real quick. Did some inappropriate shit, rapey shit, with a sister or family member. Horrible. Roughed up a hooker.
Yes.
Horrible. Was he on AshleyMadison.com?
Sisters, right? Sisters. And sisters' friends.
Oh, God. But was this guy also on that?
He was
that?
On Ashley Madison.
I mean, listen, I know we're all sinners, but that guy's got a full plate.
Right.
Who has that kind of fucking time?
He went away to, like, rehab or some shit. Wait, no, we still haven't seen him for a long time. He went away to some Christian rehab, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, how's that going, dummy?
And I don't even know if he... Like, there's still hints that the wife wants to divorce him. She doesn't know if she can get past this. And there was some other sex worker, I guess not that long ago, came out and said, yeah, he did the same thing to me, beat the shit out of me. And that wasn't on the menu.
What a great guy.
So great job there, Jim Bob.
I mean,
and whatever the hell your Stepford creepy, smiling, vapid wife's name is.
Yeah.
No offense, but, you know, speak up, woman. But she's not allowed to. What is her name?
Do you think she knew what was going on? She had to have. Right?
Well, sure. She probably figured. I mean, I don't think she sat there and watched
him
diddling and sniffed his fingers and shit. But I think
so
she
fucking gross.
Probably.
But, you know, it probably it's just part of their culture. Right.
Right.
All those families, this weird ass. What are they called?
Quiverful.
Oh, God.
Jim Bob probably said, shut up and open your legs. And let's make baby 38.
Obama, you got us.
The fuck they've got.
Put a stop to that. Maybe if Bernie's elected in 2016, he can put a stop to these fucking Duggars. You're right. I mean, God, what a gross. How is grossness?
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you like.
Tweet us!
At our Twitter handle, Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Tweet us anytime, actually. We love it. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. And we don't check those as frequently, but we do check them. Join in the conversations there. Lots of angry liberals having fun and the occasional angry non-liberal.
Oh, right. Getting all pissed off. And
some of them are downright mean.
Oh, yes. Well, didn't we lose a listener?
No, I think we made kumbaya with that dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Thanks for listening.
We made big, fat, yummy kumbaya. Kumbaya.
We made peace.
You remember that song? I remember in Sunday school, we all had to learn how to play that on the auto harp.
Well, it's easy.
Kumbaya, my Lord.
Oh, God, we had to do that shit, too, in Catholic school.
Oh, Lord. God, what a shitty, horrible song. I don't mean to be an asshole or anything.
Trash cans. I was like, somebody just hit the building.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys, listeners, can hear, but they're taking out the trash here at Crab Diving Studios, and it's noisy, baby.
Somebody's slinging the trash cans.
Why is everything noisy in Los Angeles, by the way?
I don't think it's ours, actually.
If anyone is in the Koreatown area and can hear this transmission, could everyone please just shut the fuck up?
Yeah, could you guys keep quiet? There's a quiet zone in a certain part of Koreatown.
Maybe it's only the noises
that
in
we don't want
head.
To let out.
Oh, yes. Is this the quiet zone?
It would be very different if although I'm glad we're here as opposed to broadcasting from downtown Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. We'd have to have a truck.
For what we pay?
And drive around.
We would be broadcasting from downtown Mobile from a castle.
A penthouse.
From a fucking castle.
A fortress.
Yes.
You're saying we'd be able to afford private security to keep us alive from our commie pinko liberal.
We could start a whole economy.
Yeah. Is that how you save Mobile?
I don't know.
From the racist.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit going on, like we said. Rick Santorum trending on the Twitter because...
Trending on Twitter.
He has said, au revoir, sayonara, bye-bye.
Racist.
You know, I don't know. He's got to be done, right? I mean, he's run a few times now. He's got to be done.
I thought he only ran twice. This was his second time.
Well, I bet... He's putting on some flavored lip balm to give some head to some of the top guys.
Why would it matter?
I don't know.
I mean, why would it matter? Thinking of the logistics. Why flavored lip balm?
Their dicks taste bad, you know.
But a dick can't taste, like physically taste. The flavored lip balm will
but
be
he
on the
tastes,
lips.
Oh,
I see.
It masks the trumpiness of that saggy
cock.
Old cock. Yeah.
Good point.
maybe he is plucking his nipples to look good for
tweaking
a possible VP.
Plucking the yeah, that's right. I was about to
right?
Yeah, yeah. Who the fuck is asking? Who does he think he is?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say people tweak their nipples. They don't pluck them, but you again, you're right.
Oh, you know his nipples need plucking?
I don't know.
You think Santorum Manscaped?
Who the fuck knows what that perv is up to when he's not running for office? Now that he's not going to be running anymore, he'll have a lot more time to be all pervy and shit.
Well, I'm hoping...
Get out the latex, bitch.
I'm hoping he's finally decided that the glass slippers just are never going to fucking fit him. And no. That he will now be unleashed to just talk. Because he's been on... I mean, I got to give him credit. This time, for some reason, since he was in the doesn't have a fucking prayer category... Remember, he was going on liberal shows because nobody would talk to him on conservative media. He was on Maddow, and he talked to all those guys, Chris Hayes. And
Chris Hayes.
I mean, he answered honestly, and he didn't sound... I mean, I know he's crazy batshit, but he's not as, like, deliverance-y batshit. Crazy.
Oh, no.
As some of these other assholes on
when he
side.
Rapes you out in the middle of the woods, Ned Beatty style, he has a suit on. As opposed to overalls.
Exactly. He's
actually
heinous.
Ned Beatty was the one getting raped. So, right. Whatever. I don't know that. You know the name of the actors that raped Ned Beatty?
Before he plows you, he will use a soft wet nap.
Oh, yes.
Upon your sphincter to make sure that it's pristine.
Disgusting. If you're if you're one of the actors in Deliverance that raped Ned Beatty,
tweet.
Well, no, I mean, what else is in your IMDb? I mean, I'm just saying, maybe this person, they have other credits, but the only credit that matters.
They don't have a con to go to, do they?
I raped Ned Beatty. That
horror
is your
movie con, maybe?
That's who you are.
Where can this guy have a booth set up and sign $5?
PerfCon.
Sign $5 autographs and shit.
I don't know.
I would do in a fucking heartbeat.
Let's give that guy a podcast. We'll call it I Rape Ned Beatty.
I would be one of those guys who, if I had one line on one Star Trek, I'd be at every convention.
Oh, me too.
The sign.
What, no more crab diving? God damn it.
Well, there would. I just, not on con weekend, man.
Spock ears on.
Yeah, I've got a Star Trek cruise.
You think
to go
you'd
on.
Be a Vulcan or a Klingon or a Romulan or an Earthling?
I'd give zero fucks.
I would be a Treble.
A triple. So yeah, Rick Santorum, adios amigo,
fuck you stupid.
They're dropping like flies. Rand Paul this morning saying goodbye.
Fuck you. And fuck Rand Paul and his fucking libertarian asshole.
Well, you know, I mean, he just might have really fucked himself and his own libertarian asshole because
what a talent. Who
he,
knew?
Right. Why leave the house?
God, he, really bendy that one.
He was, you know, also simultaneously running.
Oh, yes.
For Senate. Remember they changed the fucking rules for him? They had a special meeting of the legislature that he helped pay for to convene and had them.
He paid for
rewrite.
It.
He helped.
He served fruit.
He didn't want the taxpayers to pay it because he didn't want to take that shit.
Okay.
So he, you know, plucked out a couple of eyeballs and charged Medicare.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's an eye doctor.
Oh, he's an ophthalmologist.
And he then got them to get rid of their rule where you can't run for president and senator at the same time in Kentucky. So they got rid of that rule just for him. And
it's the two girls, one cup law.
And he, yeah. And anyway,
you had to leave it behind. Oh, shit.
He ended up now he may have just stuck around too long for the presidential party because he may be screwed. For his Senate seat, now there's a pretty popular Democrat from Kentucky who has announced that he's going to be running. And
Ashley Juggs?
It may not be a done deal for Rand Paul in Kentucky.
No.
So
God, what if he loses? That would be great.
That would be kind of awesome.
He's an asshole, man. And so is his dad. You remember that clip of his dad with Bruno?
Oh, yeah.
He's all like scared that
Bruno's
going
to... Racist, though, too, right? I mean, didn't he... allegedly wrote those newsletters back in the 60s and 70s.
These guys all suck.
Where they would like type shit up and send them out, copy them and send them out the old newsletter way. And talking about the superiority of the white race and the inferiority of the black race and things like that.
Yes.
And they were from Ron Paul's whatever dealio group or whatever.
How are those guys? It's so weird when you think about people like that, because to me, their thinking is so like fringe and even marginal. But yet they're major figures in politics, or at least they seem to be, right?
Right.
I mean, does Rand Paul matter on any level? I mean, what percentage did he get of the right wing nut job vote?
Nothing. Right. How did he get that far? Like, why did they just say, hey, look at these Ron Paul letters I found? I mean, wouldn't somebody he was from Texas, right? He was a representative from Texas. Why wouldn't somebody say, holy shit, isn't that the Ron Paul that wrote those racist newsletters back in the 70s? But then again,
I'm not voting for that fuckface.
If you were receiving the racist newsletters back in the 70s,
you loved them.
You probably were not going to advertise that fact. So I guess I just answered my own question.
Right, right. Oh, man. I wish I did that more often.
Answered your own question?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, ask yourself easier questions.
Yeah. Hey, we hit the gong.
Set the bar. Set the bar lower.
Hit the gong, please.
Okay.
I thought it was gong worthy. I would get mine, but I don't know where my mallet is. Thank you.
When that happens.
Over here. Yes. I can't find my mallet. I can't find my gonger. My gonger's gone. Damn it.
We'll get to some more of the news, what's going on and all the fun, but let's have Sarah Palin.
Fuck you.
Who I think I have more clips of. You know, I mean, if anything.
What do you mean? Was she talking somewhere?
Well, yeah, I don't know if we should thank Trump or just add it to the list of felonies. The fact that he dragged her out of the sewer that she was wallowing in.
He dragged her. Did
or
he really?
Allowed her, I should say. Yeah,
she's happy to be on board. She doesn't give a
fuck. Right-wing and bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
It may be my favorite clip of all time.
You know, and the scariest part are those idiots screaming in the background, hey, we love her. What? You don't even know what she's saying.
They may be
love her.
Different sections may be calling for an ambulance. And
right.
One or two of them have grabbers.
Shit,
they're an older crowd.
I'm going to have a grabber listening to there. I can't. It's just so infuriating, man.
They've been wearing this political correctness, kind of like a suicide vest.
You're the stupidest person on the fucking planet. That is offensive on so many levels.
What a cartoon character she hath become, though, right? I mean, I wonder, she can't be that smart that she's playing a character.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Does she sit down after she's done and takes off a wig and wipes off the makeup and it's just like, oh, bloody hell, that was a rough rough patch we went through.
I see what you're saying.
Did she study with the Royal Shakespeare Company?
You're saying she's actually Tina Fey, but if Tina Fey wasn't on Saturday Night Live, if Tina Fey was actually performing for the public, you know what I mean?
Right.
She is Tina. No, there's no fucking way.
Or she's just a batshit crazy lunatic. B.
She took a picture of her kid standing on top of a dog trying to get something off the kitchen counter and said it was cute.
As in, that's cute, yeah.
And that kid, I mean, in all seriousness.
Well, the dog.
That dog could have been injured.
Well, and no matter what you ask of a dog, if it's got pain, its instinct sometimes is to snap. And you can't then blame the dog if the kid gets a stabbing pain and just reflexes, yipes and snaps and then runs away. You can't blame the dog for the hole in your kid from that.
I know. It's just so horrible.
Well, shit up. I mean,
because will look at that and they'll think it's cute. And they'll be like, oh, look, Sarah, I took an Instagram pic of my child standing on my dog. I'm sending it to you.
Yeah, I think she got a lot of shit for that one.
Good.
Like, even from lunatics, because, you know,
jeez,
there's a lot of dog lovers out there.
People love dogs.
Yeah, they rightfully so.
Yeah. Right, Kate.
See, all right.
Not even.
She's all curled up on her memory phone.
Okay.
just like in the wild. It's like her ancestors.
There's not. What would have happened had she, like those coyotes that found those magic mushrooms?
That's awesome.
Where was that? Where did that take place?
Here, California. That, right?
Okay. What would happen if she found mushrooms? Would that would it be fun to have Kate tripping balls?
No,
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Think you think she'd just shiver in the corner?
Yeah.
Me too, maybe. I don't know. <It's>
So
right winging bitter clinging fuck you.
Right.
Can I get a hallelujah?
No.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February 3rd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
I'm reading this tweet. I'm looking at, I'm just keeping my eye on Twitter. And he tweeted out, another turd leaves the pile. The self-certified eye doctor is out of the race!
Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
And read them all like that. It's
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. They're calling it Walkout Wednesday.
Fuck you.
With photographs of sad Rand Paul and a different photograph on the right of sad Rick Santorum.
Which one are you going to miss more?
Not that I've ever seen beaming, happy, joyous Rick Santorum, like, ever.
Yeah, I mean, Rand Paul, at least that fuck nut will smile every now and then. But this Santorum looks like he just drank a glass of Santorum.
Yeah, it looks like the cock ring's just too tight.
Hey, can we get an adjustment on Santorum's cock ring, please?
The GOP field thins.
I'm going to need a church key.
As Rand Paul... and Rick Santorum bailed.
You.
Santorum announced Santorum got 1% of the vote in the Iowa caucasianus.
No. How sad.
And then I think Rand Paul was last night. I think he bailed sometime this morning.
And then Huckabee's gone.
Huckabee is gone.
Who will be the next to leave the party?
I think she should.
My God.
I think Ben Carson should just can it. But there's shit going on with Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some stuff here we'll get to. Let's finish up the headlines. Ben Carson is angry. Angry.
Oh, jeez.
He's almost speaking quickly.
What's wrong with him?
He's upset about things. And so is Trump. Amazing what's happening.
Is Ben Carson all pissed off? Nobody's paying attention to me. Love me, daddy. Give me a big old hug.
I'm sure that's part of it. He's also pissed at Ted Cruz.
Oh, why? What happened?
And in fact, apparently so is Donald Trump, because over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck off.
There's a photograph of Ted Cruz doing jazz hands.
Oh, shit, man.
Oddly enough.
Really?
And the headline says, Palin slams Cruz campaign lies.
Okay.
Oh, we might have. This is, you know what it links to? It links to Sarah Palin's Facebook page.
Okay.
And a posting. And she titled it, Dirty Politics.
Ha 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 ha.
Witnessing firsthand. It's always heartbreaking. Never surprising.
Ha 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 ha.
Thank heavens Donald Trump opened so many eyes to the lies, corruption, and total lack of accountability that come so naturally to the permanent political class.
Oh.
And, somebody wrote this for her. And Senator Cruz was spot on.
Spot on?
When he once noted that millions of Americans are asking for accountability and truth. Why? Which is why it's curious and saddens us. This lack of accountability with the lies of Cruz's own campaign. She did not write that paragraph.
Why the fuck is Oscar Wilde writing for the Palin apparatus?
This is a lie.
Is it true? Is it Oscar Wilde?
Oh. Cruz's campaign.
It's Shaw, isn't it?
Chairman, U.S. Representative Steve King is lying.
Yeah.
And good for Dr. Ben Carson for calling this out.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's telling the stories that I was going to go to.
If you vote for GOP, all ears on this, please. This is the shit you're buying into.
This
okay?
is great. Yeah.
Have fun.
This is like the middle of Act Two of either any Shakespeare tragedy. Yes.
Fade in. Fuck you.
The king, who's previously asked for and received my endorsement.
Oh, yes.
Time and resources to support his own election is still lying. This is not written by her. Is still lying about my altruistic support of Mr. Trump.
Who wrote that? Is Bristol writing for her?
I think she broke character.
Altruistic.
Who's
spot on?
Hello.
Lying about my altruistic support of Mr. Trump, and he's refused to provide any evidence to the contrary.
Let me explain to you what might have happened. We are listening to the words that maybe Sarah Palin and Judy Dench, they have the same publicist, and this publicist just for a second thought she was writing for Judy Dench and got it all fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want proof that she wrote any of this.
What? How are you going to prove that?
Or she just sat there and went, right wing and bitter, clinging, proud, clinging, hanging up the flag and the stuff and, you know, proud of being American and that stuff.
When does altruistic
And then somebody
in?
Typed out
altruistic.
Where's the accountability for these political actions? Very sad. Typical Washington tactics. This is why the status quo has got to go.
You know,
none of this sounds like Sarah Palin.
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe she's just like faking it. You know, maybe that's how she riffs. Maybe she's got one good line every 100 words or so that she can sort of talk around.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. I think somebody wrote for her.
Oh, I can't imagine it not being.
Was it Rip Taylor? Doesn't he write for the Oscars? Who am I getting? Taylor. Not Rip Taylor.
You're thinking of Bruce Vilanch.
Bruce Vilanch. Why did I say Rip Taylor then?
Oh, no.
Why?
But anybody under 60 is listening. Is like, who the fuck is he talking
Bruce
about?
Does Bruce Vilanch look like Rip Taylor? Tweet us at Crab Diving, man. Am I out of my fucking mind?
Rip Taylor's the guy that used to run around and throw confetti and be like, I'm here, and stuff like that. And Bruce Vilanch is a writer, a comic writer.
Yeah, he writes for the Oscars.
Who writes for the Oscars and stuff like that live while they're going on. And he wears crazy glasses and
they
crazy
look the
hair.
Same. I just looked both of them up. I am not insane. They both got big, crazy white fucking faces and wear insane glasses. To me, they're the same person. If that's not true, everyone fuck off.
The same character.
They're playing the same character.
So, what they're talking about is, you know, the shenanigans. I don't know if we even talked about it on the show. I know it was on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Ted Cruz, you know, did some, there were some shenanigans in Iowa.
Yeah.
Leading up to like a week before, a few days before the Caucasians, he sent out
who Ted Cruz,
Ted Cruz's
the Canadian
campaign, out one of these things. It's like official notice about your vote. And it had your list. It said it was like to people who hadn't voted, like you were registered, but they knew you didn't vote last time. Somehow they got the list of those who came in and actually voted and shit like that. And they were trying to shame people because they put you and your neighbors on there. So it would be like, now your neighbors know that you don't vote. So you should get out and vote.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Isn't that your own fucking business?
And then it listed your neighbors and when the last time they voted or how many caucuses they
what
voted
the
on.
Fuck?
And people rightfully got fucking pissed off. So that was shady. Some shady ass shit. The he got a tiny... a little wrinkly white cock slapping from the Secretary of State of Iowa, who was like, you shouldn't do that. And then he went, oops, sorry.
Oh.
Well, then the second thing
And this is what Palin, I think, is writing about. And today we'll talk about how Trump done lost his mind. On Cruz, launching on Cruz. took back his concession speech from Iowa. He's threatening to sue. He wants the
sue over what?
He wants the count overturned.
He seems like he's not the most gracious loser.
Well, what happened was,
I mean, he came in second.
Toadies of the Cruz campaign on the day of the caucus were, I don't know if somebody tweeted out, I think there was a tweet and somebody said there were calls basically saying, hey, we hear that Ben Carson's dropping out, so make your second choice wisely and stuff like that. And thinking that, you know, those are kind of evangelically, and if they're going to jump ship from Carson, they'll probably end up with Ted Cruz, right?
Oh, okay.
So this was a Cruz toady saying this.
Ooh.
Well, Ben Carson wasn't dropping out by any stretch of the imagination. And now Ben Carson, the closest I've heard him to be, you know, furious, is pissed. He's saying he thinks he would have gotten more delegates. He's angry that it went out. And again, Ted Cruz's campaign was like, oh, well, you know, sorry.
There's no way that was sorry. Sorry as in that was a mistake.
Well, yeah.
Bullshit.
Sorry. Oh, whoops.
Right.
Sorry.
I mean, is there any honor among thieves?
No, and it's great.
You know, I mean,
it's really kind of fun to watch.
These guys are all just colossal fucking assholes.
So Ben Carson is now, I think if he jumps, he's going to tell his people to go Trumpy, because he's saying, even he's like, well, Ted Cruz claims that he's anti-establishment, yet he's playing these shenanigans that is exactly what the American people don't want. These lies and the backstabbing and the Machiavellian bullshit.
Right.
He didn't say Machiavellian.
He didn't. You know, who knows what the American people want? I mean, at least the people that are supporting any of these Nimrods.
True.
I mean, and who, what support is he going to throw behind Trump anyway? What is he at? Like 9%?
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
I mean, I guess it's not negligible. It's a reasonable amount of support to throw behind someone, I guess. Jeez.
Right.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
So that's what, I guess, this Facebook post by Sarah Palin is all about, is her, you know, she's Trump is on the end of the chain on her nipples.
Ouch.
And she is now, you know, stumping for him. So I guess that's what this is about. She's out screaming.
Ugh.
About the
oh
fact
my god
that he's pissed.
This is so fucking great. I mean, it's all imploding for them, and they're all just gonna start attacking each other, right?
Yeah,
an effort to what?
So, I mean, he was on Morning Joe this morning. I guess they say he was kind of subdued and stuff, and he said he came in strong second place. He was happy with it. Talking about Trump. And I guess he finally had enough of that when he finally maybe got back in the limo and was sitting on his cell phone and took to Twitter.
Right. I'm so glad social media exists. If only for this. It's great.
He then tweeted out, Ted Cruz didn't win Iowa, he stole it. That's why all the polls were so wrong and why he got far more votes than anticipated. Bad! With an exclamation point.
Is this what finally turns people off to Trump? Like this, he's losing poorly?
Yes. You know? Yeah, oh sure, absolutely. Trump continued accusing Cruz of being a liar, During prime time of the Iowa caucus, Cruz put out a release that Ben Carson was quitting the race and to caucus or vote for Cruz, he wrote. Then he next tweet, many people voted for Cruz over Carson because of this Cruz fraud.
Is that fraud? I mean, was he speculating that
Ben I don't know where that came from.
Was going to quit? I mean, this is nothing Trump wouldn't have done anyway, by the way.
Cruz was accused of attempting to sabotage Carson's chances Monday night after sending out a report suggesting Carson was going home to Florida instead of campaigning. At the time, Cruz defended the blast, saying it was fair game, but later, hours after winning, said it was a mistake and apologized. This right. is MSNBC.
Yeah. Jeez.
Although Carson's campaign appreciates the apology, they're saying the caucus was tainted.
Taint. Oh, shit. Well, I mean, let's all look forward to having a Democratic president, right? I mean, there's no way any of these people are going to win.
Trump kept on tweeting a few about this fake certificate he sent out that we talked about. He said that's a violation, things like that. And then his last tweet from the Trump at 6:20 a.m. this morning.
Violation.
And finally, Cruz strongly told thousands of caucus goers that Trump was strongly in favor of Obamacare and, quote, choice. A total lie.
A total lie. But actually, I mean, who would, how is that an insult? To me, those are great things.
Well,
I mean,
he used to be in favor of Obamacare and choice. Now he's kind of less so.
Right. Well, shit, man. I just, hey, listen, sorry to all these Republicans having troubles. That sucks, man.
So, I mean, it looks like if Cruz was counting on the Ben Carson followers to jump to his ship after Ben bails, this might have been a pretty big fuck up. Because
Ben bails.
Ben might be sending his minions Trumpward.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
Or Rubio. Who knows?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Does anybody have any support worth tossing in any direction? I mean, if Trump and Cruz aren't getting along and they aren't going to.
Yeah. Kasich is saying this morning, without a strong showing in New Hampshire, he'll bail.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Kasich, just bail now. This sucks.
If we don't do well, we're not going to be dragging around like some band of minstrels who beg people to come to our show.
You're doing that now. Yeah. What the fuck does he think he's doing now? I barely know you're in the race. I wouldn't know your face if I fucking saw it.
He thinks he's hoping for a strong third, probably, ooh, in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And that'll kind of... He's hoping to take that, you know, they're talking about these three different lanes now that seem to be forming, that he'll take this establishment, quote, establishment lane.
Okay.
Which right now Rubio seems to have slithered his way to the front of after coming in third in Ohio or Iowa. But you would have thought he won the fucking Olympics with his
I know,
his speech that he gave.
Well, what do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? Say fucking lost to be all sad? Well,
true. And you don't have to win. History proves you don't right. have to win Iowa. In fact, a lot don't Iowa and then go on to win.
You know, why is Trump behaving like such a little asshole? I mean, you lost, dude. You came in second. You're Donald Trump. You came out of nowhere. He should be happy with this second place showing in Iowa.
Right.
And also, when was the last time? The president has never been chosen from Iowa, right? The winner of Iowa hasn't been president since when? Obama?
Well, yeah, if you talk about the GOP.
Obama won Iowa, right?
I think so, yeah. But I mean, if you talk about the GOP, I think it's been a while. Like, so, probably W.
What's everybody so upset about?
Second W, you know.
I mean,
he ran on a post. So,
I mean, if Trump gets the nomination and when he loses to Hillary or Bernie, what is that concession speech going to be like?
Oh, man. I don't know. In fact, trending on Twitter is hashtag Trumper tantrum. They're making fun of Trump throwing a Twitter tantrum. So it's a Trumper tantrum. Oh, wait. No, it leads to a CNN video. It says Trump goes on a 95-minute tirade.
Out of him. Cursing and mocking.
Oh, wait. I actually have this.
All I heard was I would bomb the fuck out of them. Wonderful.
I think it's shit.
Great.
It's his.
I think it's shit. What shit? That he lost?
I will bomb the shit out of them.
Oh.
Not I will bomb the fuck out of them.
Is he going to bomb Iowa? Is that true?
He had.
I'm going to bomb Iowa. Go ahead.
This was at a rally in New Hampshire.
Boom.
Oh my God. This is a different rally.
Oh, okay.
Multiple. Then the little blurb you just heard.
Okay.
This was yesterday in New Hampshire. Speaking in Milford, New Hampshire.
Fuck you.
Milf.
Milford. Is that what it's named after?
Milford, New Hampshire.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not a historian.
He was speaking.
That's a good one.
And talking about, you know, ISIS and everything. Here's the guy that wants to be president of the United States. And a lot of angry old white people want him to be.
Wonderful.
Donald J. Trump.
If we are attacked, somebody attacks us, wouldn't you rather have Trump as president if we're attacked? Oh, we'll beat the shit out of them. Anybody attacks us.
I swear to God, I'll kick them right in the balls. I'll tear their balls off and stuff it in their mouth.
Where is he speaking from? The men's room?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
We'll beat the shit out of him.
No. Come on, Rocky.
Oh, shit. That's funny, man.
This guy wants to be president.
We'll beat the fuck out of him.
Anybody attacks us, president, if we're attacked, oh, we'll beat the shit out of them. Anybody attacks us. You know, interestingly, speaking of potential, because he hates Obama so much, Putin, he said Donald Trump is a genius and he's the real leader over in that country. And these people that I'm negotiating with all the time, these people on the stage with me, they said, you should disavow what Putin of Russia said. I said, I'm not disavowing that he called me a genius. Are you crazy? Don't worry, I can't be seduced.
What in the fuck is he even rambling on about? I mean,
don't worry. He's saying, why would he distance himself from Uncle Nipples telling him he's a genius?
Well, I mean, I don't mean to sound like a big old liberal ninny or anything like that. I mean, I am wearing Crocs, but Putin violates people's human rights. He persecutes people for being gay.
But he gets stuff done.
Did he not invade, what's the name of the fuck?
He looks great riding shirtless on a horse.
Yeah. What country did he invade?
Crimea.
Yeah. Okay, he invaded Crimea. He's done all kinds of shit.
He's trying to slip his tip into the Ukraine.
Right.
In other places.
You should disavow. You should just say, listen, I don't support anything this guy says. He's a fucking tyrant.
Don't worry. I can't be seduced. But
can't be seduced. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. I'm not going to fuck Putin. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be nice if you think about it? Wouldn't it be nice if we actually got along with Russia and others and we can use them to knock out ISIS with us so that maybe we don't always have to pay for it, knock the hell out of them, but let them drop some of their bombs that cost $1 million apiece. Let them use some of their weapons that cost billions and billions of dollars. Let them beat the shit out of ISIS also. Right? Right?
Woo! Who else are we beating the shit out of?
No.
Can we, you know, talking
any protester in the audience.
Damn. I mean, do you think this is helpful kind of
I think this
rhetoric is helpful?
I don't think so.
To the world.
I don't think
to our image.
The world looks at us and goes,
this guy, he came in second in Iowa. I mean, my God, Rubio's saying that's a victory. He came in third. Why can't Trump just be happy with this?
And they had record turnout. Right. And Trump's talking about the fact that the amount of votes he got broke the record in Iowa for votes cast for a person in the caucus, except for Cruz.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Cruz broke the record, but Trump was like, hey, I broke that record.
Yeah.
Except for the guy that beat me yesterday.
I mean, he could have spun this in a better way. So now here's what I'm hearing. He comes in second in Iowa, is
not
all
happy.
All fucking pissed
yeah,
off.
Not happy.
And he gets on television. He's like, we're going to beat the fuck out of some Arab people. Fuck the world.
You're right.
And this is not good.
His numbers are surely going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
Dollars. Let them beat the shit out of ISIS also. Right? Right? It's so crazy.
There you go.
Jesus Christ, man. We're going to beat the shit out of somebody, man. Is he from The Sopranos?
Right.
Sounds like lines from Goodfellas. He sounds like a fucking thug.
Exactly.
I don't know that that's what we want out of our commander in chief, dude.
You
beat
think?
The shit out of ISIS. Well said, dummy.
Apparently, he did the same thing today. This is hot off the presses at CNN, and it says Trump targets Carson in 95-minute rant. Why is he going after Ben Carson?
Who knows?
When Ben Carson is mad at Ted Cruz.
Well, everybody needs to be mad at somebody. This is like a weird human centipede, you know?
It's all very strange.
Whatever.
And mocking chief rival Dr. Ben Carson.
How stupid are the people of Iowa?
Unleashing his most aggressive attacks yet in what amounted to an hour and a half long rant in Iowa.
How stupid are the people of the country to believe this crap?
Great reaction.
This is awesome.
Great fucking reaction.
You dumb assholes. How could you not vote for me?
Amazing. How fucking stupid. How the fuck? Why the fuck didn't you vote for me, Iowa? The fuck is your fucking problem?
Crap.
The billionaire gunning for Carson. The two are virtually neck and neck in recent polls here. After the retired neurosurgeon wrote in his autobiography.
This is an old video.
Oh, okay.
I think I just got snookered.
Oh, that's okay. It was still funny.
Still, nonetheless,
how
funny.
How stupid.
Yeah.
Look at you. You fucking idiot.
I thought it was because.
God damn it, Iowa.
Yeah, that's from November. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but it was worth it.
Hey, listen, we're going to beat the shit out of the fucking intern.
We'll skip down memory lane.
I'm just kidding. Nobody's.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'll have to self-flagellate.
No, we have an imaginary intern.
As usual.
Yes.
A glass of wine.
Yes.
The cell phone. I've got some news.
This just in.
About.
We're going to beat the shit out of ISIS.
This is from Trump rally.
Oh, my God.
To one of the sadder moments. Also, an audience.
Yes.
Smaller audience, but an audience full of really, really, really white people. In Manchester, New Hampshire. Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush.
Yay.
Had to beg for applause.
Oh, my God.
This is so sad.
That's so sad.
Listen to Jeb Bush.
Is he at an open mic or something?
Oh, it's so bad.
So here's my pledge to you. I will be a commander-in-chief that will have the back of the military. I won't trash talk. I won't be a divider-in-chief or an agitator-in-chief. I won't be out there blowharding. Talking a big game without backing it up.
What?
I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
Please clap? Did he just say please clap? Can we say that now?
How terribly sad.
If you're performing on stage, you get done with whatever. Are you allowed to say please yeah. clap?
Please
oh,
laugh.
Man, I want to say that.
Please laugh.
Did he also use blowhard as a verb?
Blowharding.
Don't blowharding.
They're blowharding.
What the fuck does that mean? Did he write this out ahead of time or is he off the cuff?
I won't be out there blowharding. talking a big game without backing it up. I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
You know, I have a suggestion for Jeb, and you'll probably go along with me on this. I mean, if you have to do that,
yeah,
just go on the internet, download Sound of Applause, and just play it through the speakers, through the PA, and everybody will think there's clapping, and they right. might start to clap, which is essentially the same thing you're doing. It's just
how pathetic.
Please
right?
clap.
How really sad. How really, very really, sad. Really sad.
Please clap. Who the fuck supports this guy? Well, not many. I mean, just so
well, right. I don't. Not a lot.
There's nothing more sad than this Jeb Bush campaign,
and,
man.
Like pity money, right? Oh, from yeah. these big donors God, who are just because his last name is Bush.
Ooh. Hey, is anybody any of those pity donors? You want to sprinkle some of your shekels to the way of the crabs? Please do so. Go to crabdiving.com if you're going to go to Amazon. Access our portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Please clap.
Please clap.
Please clap. God damn, that motherfucker's got a lot of nerve. Please clap.
It's really, really sad. So that's what's going on there.
Yay.
With the GOP side, I'm sure. There'll be more as the minutes go by. You know, it's an amazing.
Please clap.
I haven't been that interested in politics, you know, for like my whole life or anything.
Oh
but
my,
what I've been paying attention to, this is fucking amazing.
Please clap.
But there are people, like really old people, who have been following politics.
Yes.
Who are like, this is fucking crazy. So.
Right.
I think this is truly really fucking crazy what's going on.
It is nuts.
I've got some story.
Okay.
We can get to. I don't know. Do you want to say something funny first?
Yes, please.
They study some psychological, sociological, scientifical study.
Yeah.
About
fucking smart guy.
Drunk people.
Okay.
Seems to have identified four different types.
Oh.
Of drunk asses.
Right.
And they've named them. There is the Ernest Hemingways, the Mary Poppins, the Nutty Professors, and the Mr. Hydes.
Jeez. Wasn't Hemingway like a violent fucking drunk?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think he was batshit just in general.
Okay. But Hemingway was into all these safaris and went to Africa to hunt. He was crazy.
It's kind of crazy shit. The first and largest group was the Hemingways.
Ooh.
Named because the author famously boasted he could drink hell's any amount of whiskey without getting drunk. Hemingways tend to not exhibit major changes in personality when they transition from sober to drunk.
Oh, okay. I see.
And we're not talking about like falling over and, you know, this is like changes in personality. There's the second one they identified are the Mary Poppins. Are the people who are probably pretty nice to begin with and then just get sweeter and happier and funnier as they get drunk. Those are the Mary Poppinses.
Yeah. Interesting.
The Nutty Professors.
Disney.
The Nutty Professors are inner introverts usually who tend to shed their inhibitions when they get drunk and show a flashier and more social side. So they're quieter, but fun, crazy drunks.
Oh, kinda. Okay. I like that.
And then lastly, there are Mr. Hydes.
No shit, man.
Who are the evil twins. Who they say are particularly less responsible, less intellectual, and more hostile when under the influence of alcohol. Everybody knows a Mr. Hyde.
Oh, yeah.
Or two.
Lock the doors, baby.
So there you go. That's a study.
Those are those friends,
paid money for.
Those are those friends where you're like, okay, if this is still going on in 45 minutes, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Or like, oh, wait, he's doing shots of tequila.
Bye.
Oh, God. Yeah. Gotta go. See ya.
That's funny.
So that was just a little study.
The Hemingway.
The Hemingway. Which seemed to be most people, that your personality kind of stays the same, even when you're drunk.
Right.
Maybe less inhibitions and shit.
But all your good qualities are accentuated. Hopefully.
Right.
Why are you shitting on the carpet?
I'm just closing the please clap story. It's please just clap. So sad. Yeah.
We need to start clap. Saying that after
please clap
each story. Please clap.
Speaking.
That is so fucking sad.
Speaking on. On Jan Markle's End Times Radio.
Yay.
With Jan Markle and Eric Barger. Barger? Barger?
I don't know. I've never heard of these people, right? Have you heard of them?
We've played Jan Markle, I think, before. Oh, okay. She's a ninny. Former Minnesota Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, nice.
Was on. And since we haven't heard her mellifluous tones.
Mellifluous.
In 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
I thought it might be fun to hear what she's got going on.
No, perfect.
Here's a little bit of Jan Markle, Eric Barger, and Michelle Bachmann talking about how the evil Muslim Obama is ushering in the last times, the last days.
Oh, no.
Iran and Russia together are going into holding up and establishing Syria. Syria, of course, being on Israel's border. What we see, which is about to happen, I believe, with Syria, and it may have already happened by the time this show airs, the prediction is that Syria has fallen apart, quite literally, but on a political basis, they would be, quote, partitioned, in that although Russia today has control of Syria, they would be partitioning it so that the eastern portion of Syria would effectively be considered disputed occupied territory by the Islamic State. I think the world is about to give legitimacy to the Islamic State, and the Islamic State would have control over eastern Syria and also over Iraq. I don't think that Russia wants to mess with them, because what Russia...
That's just not what's happening.
People have these, like, really, I mean, this is a very specific,
yeah,
like, scenario she's laying out.
Yeah, she goes on. Let's see if I can.
Am I right to think this sounds kind of crazy?
Well, she's out of her mind. Yeah, Maranatha. Remember, I mean,
it seems
she was talking about the end times.
Because what Russia Maranatha, wants is a stateless.
Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.
What is Maranatha? Is that the end times?
I think it's a dessert. I think it's a dessert made out of bread.
Syria, with China supporting this. I think this lines up with scripture, but it also shows why an invading army would want to come into Israel, because Vladimir Putin and the Ayatollahs want to control the world.
Lines up with scripture. Damn. Lines up with scripture.
God. You know what? No, it doesn't. It's like some of these apocalyptic assholes, they look at the news and they want it to line up with scripture so bad that they just make it. They make it line up. And think about the shit the Bible lays out there. It's so fucking general, right?
Well, you're right.
An evil
and
leader.
Contradictory.
Right. We'll bring out the end of the world, really.
Genesis. Fucking Genesis. In the first couple of books, it contra-fucking-dicks itself.
Yeah. What are you talking about? The Bible? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Not the film.
Wants is a statelet.
No, Harry Potter and the
listen
and the bunghole of the devil or whatever right. the hell. One
I'm
of those.
Telling you, and I suggested this idea. Fuck, maybe 6 months ago now, and you ignored me, but I really want us Genesis over Genesis. Reading scripture from Genesis while playing Genesis the band. Why do you think that's a shitty idea?
Well, are we going to get licensed? Is Phil Collins going to be into this?
Like, you can either be a yes person or you can be a no person.
I haven't said no.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Skipping forward just a bit.
She seems to have an invisible
agenda. If Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to bring together a coalition to stop Obama from coming into this position, I think it's very clear that we need to take...
He's trying to keep Obama from coming in that position.
Geez.
Take this seriously, because as Secretary General Obama, as was reported in the Investors Business Daily in an article by Thomas McArdle, he wrote that Obama would actively seek to place the United States under UN authority.
So they're talking about, well, what if Obama was made Secretary General of the UN? And they're saying her theory is
it would be great.
And that she's agreeing with one of these batshit theories that Obama would then use the UN
to take over the world,
take over America and turn everyone gay and into Muslims.
Wait, okay. When am I getting turned gay
and Muslim?
Right.
Everyone's he would not go in gay. Under the failed UN that we've had before, the weak UN. Obama would only go in to an empowered, powerful UN, powerful enough to see the United States come under the UN's authority.
Yes, this article goes on to say he would redefine the office and expand its powers.
Some asshole wrote some screed on the internet, and these morons are pointing to it as, oh, yeah. And then the article says he's going to unscrew the cap from his eye, and he's got a laser eye that he's going to use to kill everybody. The laser eye of Mohammed.
He's got a special eyeball. He's got
right. I mean, how less batshit is what they're thinking? Obama's going to take over the UN. Yes.
Is Obama under the power of Professor X? Is he an X-Man? He's a cyborg.
Right.
Stop it.
Next.
Well, we do know that God has everything under control. And Michelle, I think you would emphasize that as well, because that is a message that you like to bring wherever you go, is that none of this catches God by surprise. Okay.
No, in fact, it's foretold. And if we were smart,
it's foretold.
Fuck you!
It's foretold. Don't you know it's foretold, Ryan?
I mean, listen, I'm having trouble staying on mic and not running around the room screaming. Because
right winging.
Oh, God. Fuck these people. Fuck them. They're so dumb.
This one's even... God, is she scarier than Palin? Palin has had more prestige.
This shit is beginning to affect me, like, physically. I have the tingling in my arms. I have a headache. My eyes hurt. God damn it! What the fuck?
Really? What's happening?
You know what is going on? I'll tell you what's happening. Somebody in Alabama, some fucking trailer park, sitting there fucking washing dishes, listening to these lunatics prattle on about, okay, let's say it's true. Let's say Obama is positioning himself to be Secretary of the UN. All right. Let's just entertain that for two fucking. Hold on. Let me get out. What does he get out of it though? Like, what does he get out of it by taking over the world? What does he get out of it?
He's his evil quest for power. He's a big tyrant, right?
He's evil incarnate.
It's so bizarre. It's very bizarre. I can't.
Yeah,
you're asking to try to explain the thought process where one doesn't exist.
Yeah, you know what? At some point, you got to say, like, who gives a fuck? Who fucking cares?
Right?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Perpetuate your bullshit, you idiots. God.
There is...
These people are talking about this book like it's something somebody pulled off the shelf at MIT, and it's fact.
Right.
It's not! You know what I hope more than anything? I do hope whoever is elected president, the next Democratic president, is going to be a Democrat, you fucking assholes. Because people you're running are loonies. I hope to fucking God. I hope Obama is either made a Supreme Court justice or like get some position like head of the UN. I hope to God. Just to piss these people off. I don't even give a shit what he does. Just to prove a point. I don't even know what point. Fuck them. That's the point.
Well, and they would, I mean, really, would a Senate would have a hard time trying to not confirm a former president for a Supreme Court? What if she put Bill and Barack Obama both on the Supreme Court? Bill Clinton and Barack Obama.
Oh, that would be great.
They would lose their fucking minds.
You'd be like, hey, you want to get high again? Sure.
They would lose their shit.
You know, why do we even think like Bill Clinton wants to be Supreme Court justice or Barack Obama for that fucking matter? They don't want to do that. I mean, after all this shit they went through, pardon me, but I am punching my one-way ticket to Orgy Island. Everybody can fuck off.
Orgy, you know, Island.
Maranatha. Maranatha's right around the corner, stupid. The end of the fucking world.
While we're talking about batshit Christians, Theodore Batshit himself.
Yes.
Theodore Shubat.
Right.
Right-wing, real crazy extremist lunatic, violent, talks about the fact that he thinks, you know, that we should follow the Bible and that, you know, gays should be killed.
Oh, my God.
Stuff like that.
Stop with the homophobia and the bullshit. We're women all past
shouldn't,
that.
Women shouldn't be allowed to run for office. Remember that one?
Hey, there's a country you can go where all that is a reality. It's called Iran, Pakistan, or Afghanistan. Pack your fucking bags. Get out of my country. Double birds up. Fuck yourself.
Here is a little bit from one of his latest ridiculous YouTube videos. On, you know, he's got some show on YouTube.
Yes, perfect. Who doesn't? Fuck everyone.
And here's Theodore Shubat, right-wing nutjob, Christo-fascist, author, I guess, and yeah. Shit like that.
Oh, an author. An author!
Speaker.
Oh, yeah. An author. He's a regular Ralph Waldo fucking Emerson. Suck a dick, dude.
When you have a society that is so collectively adamant about this, then you have the sodomites who are coming out into the streets, and the Christians will come and beat them up. This happens a lot in Serbia. It happens in Poland. It happens in Georgia, not the state of Georgia, the country. It happens in Russia. The people who are beating up the sodomites don't really get punished because the society is so conditioned that way. They may have laws that say you can't hit somebody because they're homosexual. Or they may have no law that would support hitting a homosexual, but nonetheless, it's written in the hearts of the people.
It's written in the hearts of the people.
You don't know what's written on my heart, you fucking idiot. Nothing. Nothing's written on my heart. I don't need anything written on my heart to tell me to not beat sodomites, you stupid asshole.
But he says the law written in your heart tells you to beat up sodomites.
This simpleton couldn't tell me something written on a piece of paper in front of his fucking face. I need
not bright.
I need proof that he can read. This guy's an ignoramus.
He can read the Bible.
You're
I guess.
Piece of shit.
You can't hit somebody because they're homosexual, or they may have no law that would support hitting a homosexual. But nonetheless, it's written in the hearts of the people. Is what I'm trying to say. And so, if it's written in the hearts of the people. So if there's a law written in the hearts of the people, then the people who are fighting this evil physically with their hands, fighting them.
You are
their lips.
Fucking simpleton idiot. What a simpleton moron. They're fighting each other with their hands. Hand-to-hand combat.
These guys who are in the homosexual front line throwing their starfish to the wind.
Right. You want to go up against the homosexual army? Be my guest, fucknut. Be my fucking guest.
The guys who are fighting the war with their hands. So he is.
Yes.
He's apologizing and saying it's okay,
dude,
for these horrible assholes who run around beating the shit out of gay people.
I'm going to. Right. Listen.
In anywhere. He's saying in Russia, you're allowed to. Too bad we're not allowed to here is, I guess,
listen,
where he's going with this.
This Shubat guy, you're living in a fallacy. You're living in a fallacy. You think you're going to run around and beat up gay people. And what I'm about to say is going to be a bunch of generalizations and probably not, you know, politically correct to say. But when I lived in Chicago, I used to go to this gym in Boys Town, the gay section of the North Side, a Bally's. It was in the middle of Boys Town. Yes. And yes, squirt away. There were lots of gay gentlemen that worked out at this gym. Now, I don't know if listen, they're huge people. You're not beating any of them up.
Well, some of them are.
No, a lot of them are. They're in great shape. I'm not fighting a gay person.
They have an extra bone.
They don't. I told you this is going to sound fucked up. I told you. I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying that the idea, this guy is trying to paint a picture of like the out of shape, you know, fucking slovenly gay person. I'm here to say that that's not accurate. Sure, there's some fat ass gay people that are probably on the, I guess, well, on the weaker
right.
side.
Right, for I'm every just, little guy that's out there that some bully can beat the hell out of, there's you know, a couple of bears running around right. that'll snap him in two.
I gotta tell you, there's this one guy I used to see work out at the Bally's gym on near Clark and Diversey on the north side of Chicago. He must have been in the face. He looked like he was 80 years old. But I swear to God, he would get on that incline bench, throw two plates on either side, and just throw them up like it's nobody's fucking business. And this theater shoe bat guy, we've seen pictures of him.
Yeah.
Better start pumping some iron, motherfucker. You think you're going to go beat up a bunch of gay people? Fuck you. They're going to beat the shit out of you. How do you like that?
Oh, wait.
God damn.
There's law written in the hearts of the people.
Fuck you.
The people who are... who are fighting this evil physically with their hands, fighting them, beating them up, those people are not going to get in trouble. We don't have that in America. And in America, you know, oh, that's wrong, that's bad, that's not Christ-like. Whereas in Eastern Europe and in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, it is Christ-like to fight against this evil.
What the fuck does he know about dick?
He thinks
fuck
it's,
you.
I think he knows a lot about dick. He wants... He's saying that in Eastern Europe, obviously, it's got to be okay to beat up gay people because in Eastern Europe, it's cool.
Oh,
and
yes.
Here we're wrong to right. say that's maybe not a cool thing to beat the shit out of somebody.
Oh, my God.
Because they're a homosexual. Yeah. This is Christ-like.
Whereas in Eastern Europe and in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, it is Christ-like to fight against this evil. And I would 100% agree. Jesus Christ took up a whip and beat people up in his father's temple for prostituting it with merchandise and selling merchandise. Not only did he beat them up, he waited in the entrance with a whip in his hand, making sure that none of these crooks entered his father's temple. Now imagine if sodomites were in his father's temple. Jesus would have killed them all. He wouldn't have just hit them. Jesus got violent.
Now this theater shoe bag guy, he is nuts as fuck.
Jesus got violent.
Oh, yeah. You don't remember that?
Well, that one time, right?
No. Jesus was one of those Dr. Hyde drunks or Mr. Hyde or whatever.
And I don't remember the whip.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the whip?
No, you obviously blocked it out. Yeah, there's a whip in the Bible. They got pictures.
I really don't remember. I really don't remember the whip.
A white, blonde-haired Jesus beating the shit out of gay people with a whip. I mean, yeah, I don't know. What is this?
Greek islanders helping desperate migrants. Pope Francis, Angela Merkel, and Donald Trump. Some may seem more likely than others, but all are understood to be in the running for the 2016 Nobel Peace Prize.
Nobel Peace Prize. Somebody nominated
yes.
Donald Trump.
Right.
For the Nobel Peace Prize. Because of his strength causing.
What are the,
I don't know.
What are the qualifications for this Nobel Peace Prize? I mean, honestly.
Huge. You got to be huge. I don't know. There's a nominating process. I think there's certain people are allowed to nominate. And I think somebody obviously nominated that fucking asshole.
Okay. The Nobel Committee. Oh fuck! Sorry. The Nobel Committee sends out invitation letters to individuals qualified to nominate members of national assemblies, governments, international courts of law, university chancellors, professors of social science, history, philosophy, law, and theology, leaders of peace research institutes, and blah blah blah. Do you see anywhere where it's like mogul? Corporate mover and shaker? Why the fuck would Donald Trump be nominated? He's not qualified.
I would tend to concur with that one. But somebody apparently did, because I guess it leaked out that his name is on the list of, I guess, people that somebody had nominated. I mean, it doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere, I don't think, or it's going to go forward. Right. It just means that someone somewhere thought that they would nominate him.
The deadline for submission is in February.
Maybe he got one of the votes.
Okay.
Maybe he got to vote and voted for himself.
Nobel laureates are chosen on October 5th. So you get named a laureate, and then on the 6th of December, you're named the winner. Do we think Donald Trump is going to be a Nobel laureate, at least? I mean, will he make it that far? And then if he does it, is he going to throw a fucking fit when he doesn't win? Oh, my God. Right. Who the fuck is this guy, a Nobel Peace Prize? We played a clip yesterday on crab diving. Go to crabdiving.com to fucking listen to it.
Absolutely. And if you need a new device to listen, buy that shit from Amazon and go through our hole over at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or go to crabdiving.com, click on the banner.
Click it.
And it'll take you to Amazon. We get a little nibble. It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
Yeah, he just said if you see a protester, there's a clip of Donald Trump said, if you see a protester that's about to throw a tomato at me, beat the shit out of him.
Basically, yeah.
I'll pay your legal fees.
He
said that.
Yeah.
Okay, so is he nominated or is he not nominated? I think he's nominated. I mean,
for the Peace Prize. Well, yeah, I just read the story.
February the 2nd was the deadline for nomination. So now this is crazy. So now the next step is preparation of shortlist. And that, I guess that starts on March 3rd and goes through May or something. And then on June 4th, the advisor review happens. And then the big day on the 5th, the laureates are chosen. Are we taking this too seriously, or am I? I'm so sorry.
Oh, I think it's crazy. I mean,
this is making me nuts.
Obviously, the bar is low.
I think he's more qualified to, you know, and as soon as I say this, that chair you're sitting on, throw it at me as hard as you can. I think he's more qualified to be fucking president
than
to be a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Shut the fuck up. Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
I mean, didn't Obama get it?
Well, yeah, and that was kind of inexplicable at the time.
And people were
Although he earned it, I think, with the Iran deal.
Oh, he's fucking, you know, droning kids. He gets this prize. We're going to give it to Trump?
Right.
Fuck.
Speaking of Trump.
This show is fucked up today, man. There's some fucked up motherfuckers out there.
Strap in, man.
God damn it.
Prepare for round two. Talking about Donald Trump, and the, well, here you go. You don't even have to name this right.
No.
Name this nut job.
Fuck everyone, man.
Donald Trump is a fraud. Report confirms the billionaire's presidential bid is long and calculated con job. But then
the guy who, sounds like he was gargling with Satan's jizz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Donald Trump is a fraud. Report confirms the billionaire's presidential bid is long and calculated con job. But then you actually read what all these insiders said he was doing. This is what I was told by other insiders, that Trump is freaked out. He can't believe they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. He's against that.
Wait, time out for a second. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. Does this nut job fuck nut?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Does he support Trump or not? Is Alex
I think he
Jones?
Does support Trump.
Oh, okay.
I think he does. Anyway, skipping forward a bit. This guy goes on and on and on, on about this shit.
That article, Trump admits he's a fraud. You read the article, it's him in a meeting going, forget the governorship, folks. They're destroying the country. They're taking over. We need to get America jobs back and not let NAFTA and GATT screw us over. I'm going to fight back against this. And this is what I was told 5 months ago, that no, Trump's awake. He knows what's going on. He is an egomaniac, but he actually wants to be the guy that saves America. That's why the Bilderberg Group's so scared of him. That's why the whole elite is piling on against him. That's why they're doing everything they can to stop him. You think Trump's stupid, folks? If he gets elected and doesn't try to deliver now, he will be the lowest valued thing on earth. He will be the trash to be taken out. He's not going to do that. And that's why I think we're going to see an epic battle now. They're going to do anything they can to stop Donald Trump, folks. Just like they stopped Martin Luther King or Bobby Kennedy or JFK.
They're going to kill. Alex Jones thinks they're going to kill Donald Trump.
Now, if you've listed all those people, who doesn't belong?
Right.
Come the fuck right. on. Well, actually, didn't all those guys, weren't they all like tremendous cocksmen? Except maybe Trump. Trump
Bobby really, Kennedy, JFK, and Martin Luther King. I mean, allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a similarity they have. It other than that, I mean.
See an epic battle now. They're going to do anything they can to stop Donald Trump, folks. Just like they stopped Martin Luther King or Bobby Kennedy or JFK. Not that those men were perfect either, but JFK and Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King, if you really read about him, he was better than those two. Martin Luther, you know, King Jr., they really...
Oh, okay.
Look, I'm not racist.
Shit.
MLK was much better.
Right.
Than
right.
those other two.
Jeez.
About him. He was better than those two. Martin Luther, you know, King Jr., they really wanted to empower humanity. They really... Kennedy cut taxes by 50%. You know, they really wanted to go to the moon. They really wanted to have civil rights. They really wanted to do something good. And these cold-blooded establishment people, they didn't want that. And so... here they are saying this article discredits him. It's because this article in Politico certifies him.
So he's pissed off about an article that was in Politico that basically says that Trump is still, it's a big fraud on the country that Trump really doesn't want to be president. Right, still, right. Even at this point.
He's just doing this.
I don't know.
This is all. Alex Jones thinks everything is theater. He thinks we live in that Blazing Saddles town where everybody's fake.
Right.
And, you know, I guess some of what we see in the news at some level, I guess, is presentation, bullshit, theater. But, like, all of it, who the fuck does he think? Who's this Svengali then? Who's orchestrating all this bullshit,
The Bilderberg Group. It's the Bilderberg Group. It's the Illuminati.
I mean, I don't mean to be a dickhead.
The lizard people.
The Obama administration couldn't get their website together for the biggest thing, for the crown jewel of their presidency. Yeah. They couldn't get their website together.
Yeah, that was a fuck up.
You're telling, maybe that's why, because they were spending too much time training all the actors for Sandy Hook. Is that it? God damn, these people are nuts.
I don't know what this is a clip below it.
Trump will, I believe, ultimately win this election.
This is Larry Klayman, who is
I've heard of him. He's a dick.
He's a We Hate the Gay People guy.
Lovely.
On InfoWars. Congrats. Talking to Alex Jones.
Ultimately win this election. If you know, his health holds up and God forbid he stays safe. I'm worried about that.
I agree. I think they might kill him.
You know, it's scary. But we need somebody like that who, even if he's not perfect.
I agree. I think they might kill him.
God damn. Somebody give that fuck face a glass of water.
A little tea with lemon, something.
That's stupid.
He's talking straight up to the American people, and we need to say it like it is. And, you know, particularly what I like is we need to have a moratorium on Muslim immigration. I think that is the most important.
Well, even Louis Farrakhan, who we interviewed, said,
how do we get a moratorium on these white cunts? How do we do that? Because to me,
it's rough.
Right. I think to me what's hurting the country are these racist white fucking assholes that somehow have a voice. So how do we begin a moratorium on you fuck nuts?
They have a channel. They have a network.
No.
Farrakhan, who we interviewed, said Trump was right on that front because it's going to come in and destabilize things. And then his group will get blamed.
Farrakhan is exactly who I go to.
Oh, yeah, me too.
For
Farrakhan.com.
My current affairs. Yeah.
Unreal. This Alex Jones, man. He nobody does it better than him. Who's the best right wing nut job broadcaster? Glenn Beck, duh. Glenn Beck. I mean, how could you argue with that? We were talking about for us, for entertainment value.
Last night, Hillary Clinton said she would achieve a single payer healthcare system. Listen to that. Last night, she said she would achieve a single payer healthcare system. Just 4 years ago, they were all saying that was a conspiracy theory, that there's no way any of them wanted a single payer healthcare system. But apparently, Obamacare is exactly what we warned it would be.
That's not what she said. She said she wants to have universal health care for everyone. She, I don't believe the word single payer came out of her mouth, Ninny.
Ninny.
I don't think that's what the lady said.
Right.
But quite entertaining of a rant. By the way, purple shirt, jauntily opened three or four buttons down with a matching purple undershirt, and he's got his kind of wired rim glasses on. It's kind of casual, Glenn.
Oh, geez, look at me.
But it's not true. It's just not true.
What he's saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Of course. I mean, this guy's nuts as fuck. He wants the soap.
Right? Last night, Hillary Clinton said she would achieve a single-payer healthcare system. Listen to that. Last night, she said she would achieve a single-payer healthcare system. Just 4 years ago, they were all saying that was a conspiracy theory, that there's no way any of them wanted a single-payer healthcare system. But apparently, Obamacare is exactly what we warned it would be, a system designed to crush the healthcare system and give the government an excuse to swoop in and implement a single payer healthcare system.
What's the evil part about that, by the way, of what he's screaming?
Well, yeah, and he accuses, which is not true. He accuses the other side of doing what they do. That's the Republican MO, is to destroy, suck funding,
suck,
and away from things, and then say, look, it ain't working. We have to privatize it. Look how bad government is.
Ooh.
You know, there's good and bad to government programs. There's going to be government bureaucracy and shit. Well, yeah, you try to get rid of that. But if the ultimate mission statement of a government-run entity is to help the people first.
Yes. Horrible.
I'll take that over a giant corporate entity whose number one MO, whose number one goal is shareholder value.
Let me ask you something. Who, if we say we have single payer next year, looking back, who's going to miss the old system? The insurance company?
Insurance, the rich. Yeah, the rich insurance fucks.
Oh, shit. By the way, speaking of commie shit, President's Day.
This is very exciting.
Oh, yeah. Sean Donovan.
Like, this is
comedian.
Like seeing Bigfoot.
Leftist commie activist. Is that a fair way to describe him? Do you think he would take issue with that?
No, I think, I don't know about leftist.
He might be insulted by leftist.
I think commie he'll embrace.
Yeah.
Sean Donovan, the host of Democracy How?
Yes.
With a question mark here on the network.
He's my favorite kind of liberal. He just gets on Facebook and he says shit and then everybody yells at him.
A former miniseries on the Crab Diving Network.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked to him. He's going to make his show like a half hour now and rely less on interviews. So he's going to be able to
once
streamline
a year,
the whole
half hour
process.
A year.
No. President's Day. Tune in for a good old load of commie.
Frigadoon.
Yeah.
Here's the rest of Glenn.
But who's the kook? Who's the crazy one? Who's the conspiracy theorist? Me?
Yes.
You? Or perhaps has the media and the left been lying to you the whole time?
That's on his TV show. Here he is on his radio.
Did you hear what she said, what Hillary Clinton said in her acceptance speech about healthcare?
Fuck you.
I will finish the job. I will make sure we have a single payer healthcare system.
That's not what she said. She said universal healthcare for everyone. Like, different.
What is up with this fucking affectation he has going on? This like it's like fake screaming.
Well, you know where he's sitting right now?
No.
He's sitting in that replica Oval Office that they fucking built at the Blaze for some reason.
And he's casual Glenn Beck.
Yeah, it's a different outfit.
He's
yeah.
not, I thought when you said he's at the Oval Office, I thought he'd be at the presidential desk. You
no,
know,
he's sitting at one
Command
of the,
Central.
Sitting at one of the sofas.
He's so like, you know, he's cash, man. He's keeping it real.
Why does he get to be in the Oval Office? How creepy is that?
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you why.
Why
fuck
didn't
you
make the
fuck you, hippie?
The bridge of the Enterprise.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been so much more fun.
I would do that. You know what I would have? I would have the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
It's a little cramped.
No.
Tough for interviews.
You're thinking of it because there's a Wookiee in there. Huge animal. Take the Wookiee out, the room really opens up.
I guess you could interview people around that 3D chessboard.
You can set your drink on R2-D2's head.
I didn't hear that. Did she?
She said that.
Oh, wait.
She's saying, I will get a single payer health care system.
Are you serious?
No.
Yes. How did I not hear that? How did we not? Are you sure?
I'm pretty darn sure.
Uh-oh.
It was in my morning.
Stu and Pat are questioning Glenn.
I'm pretty darn sure.
I'm pretty sure. And you're both fucking fired when this is over.
Did they just have aneurysms or something? Why in the fuck? Why would you ever question Glenn?
I don't know.
Glenn pays you.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty darn sure it was in my morning briefing.
Only because I know that
we
got to
find that. I didn't hear it, but it was in my morning briefing today.
Let's look it up and figure it out.
Yeah, during the break, we tried to get a hold of the guy who gave me my morning briefing this morning, and I don't have.
Uh-oh. It sounds like a head might roll here.
Let me tell you something. You don't fuck that up.
The briefing today. Let's look it up and figure it out.
Yeah, during the break, we tried to get a hold of the guy who gave me my morning briefing this morning.
Time out. What is this setup going on at the Blaze? What is the production setup? Someone gives him a morning briefing.
And a hand job at the same time.
Does he think he's the president?
Well, yeah.
I mean, we do. Listen, we're not the Blaze. I'm not comparing what we do to the magic that goes on.
Kind of.
At the Blaze. But do you have anyone? I mean, it would be nice for you at least. Someone walk in and say, hey, Pat, here's what's going on in the news. We don't do a morning fucking briefing.
Right. I do our own briefings.
Who the fuck? Yeah. But like.
We do the briefing. This is a briefing.
Yeah. But somebody walks in. What do you think the process is like? Does some toady walk in with a dossier? He opens it up.
On a velvet pillow.
Let me fire up the PowerPoint. Right. Oh, yes. Are you kidding? The briefing wasn't on the velvet pillow.
Yeah, right.
You just lost your parking place, shithead.
Did you just make eye contact with me?
No more executive shitter privileges.
My morning briefing today.
Let's look it up and figure it out. Yeah, during the break, we tried to get a hold of the guy who gave me my morning briefing this morning, and I don't have the folder with me, so I can't verify what I just said. Unfortunately, we're gonna try to get a hold of him here in the next few minutes and get that briefing I can give it to you. I don't think I misunderstood that, but we can't find it anywhere. So I want to see where he saw it. Apparently, we checked the transcript, and she didn't say that.
You know, this reminds me of a fuck up I had at my day job years ago. Specifics don't need to be gone into, but an article was being written about famous locavores. You know what a locavore is?
Sure, it's a person that eats trains.
Yeah. And they wanted to. This person wanted, the author of this article, writing this article, wanted a list of famous celebs that ate trains, that were locavores.
It's people that eat food that comes from around where they're at.
Yeah, right. And I said Jake Gyllenhaal was one. And I don't know what the fuck happened. I thought I saw a blog fucking article somewhere that said as much. And then I put that in the quote unquote morning briefing. And then I got an email saying, hey, what article did this come from? Can you send me a link? And I couldn't find a link. And it's not like I willfully, like, was trying to...
Defrauded.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't... I mean, maybe it's the medication I'm on. But I couldn't find any evidence of Jake Gyllenhaal being a locavore. I don't know. Where the fuck I pulled that out of the sky somewhere? But I got called on the carpet.
Maybe it was Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's maybe... God damn. There's I should have thought of that. All right. Well... anyway, who cares?
Later in the radio broadcast, which we don't, there's an update here to the story.
This just in.
We don't have a clip. Glenn reported that Clinton actually promised, quote, universal health care for every single payer, then insisted was essentially the same thing as single payer care. According to Right Wing Watch, he is again wrong.
Right.
Because the quote of what Hillary Clinton said is this, quote, I know that we can finish the job of universal health care coverage for every single man, woman, and child.
What do you think she meant?
Do you hear the word single payer health care in there?
It's implied That if I was,
it's not universal. Everyone, it doesn't mean.
Yeah,
it means everybody's covered. It doesn't mean the government.
I understand.
It's going to be one page.
Put yourself in the shoes of this poor ass morning briefer guy that probably was fired and beheaded, lost his parking space. That's what I would say if I was him.
There's a reason they couldn't find that guy.
Oh, yeah. He left the country. Yeah. Fuck this.
He's running across that gun range to try to get the hell out of the Blaze compound.
They say they're going
to
shoot him.
So there you go. That's a little Glenn Beck moment.
Yay. Too. By the way, shout out to Wives for Sex. Thanks for the follow on Twitter. Wives.
Who?
Wives? Wives for Sex. Just
so proud.
God, this fucking microphone.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
Just followed us.
We're so proud.
I don't know why. Hey, anyway. Congratulations
good,
to us.
Good, I guess, news, sort of.
Right.
Out of this heinous dystopian fucking GOP crapolian nightmare of Flint, Michigan.
Oh my God.
And the privatization, the libertarianization.
How's that going?
Of government.
Let's check in on Flint and see what's
of the failure of that bullshit.
Good job.
One feel good story. I think it was. I want to say the number's 300. I don't have it in front of me, but
yes,
a giant herd of union plumbers volunteered over the last weekend and went around putting in filters on people's water in their houses for nothing.
God, that's so awesome.
But
it's safe to drink after the filter goes in.
In some. But remember one of the stories that we talked about yesterday or the other day was that they were saying that these filters that they supplied them with cover up to like, I forget, it was 170 something parts per thousand of lead. And the bad level, I remember, is 14 or 15 parts. 14 or 15 parts
per
thousand. And the EPA goes, ooh, don't drink that water.
Okay. You got to get rid of the EPA, by the way.
The filters cover three times that, right? Something like that. No. 10 times that.
Doesn't Trump want to get rid of the EPA or one of those?
Sure. Well, they all
Republicans?
Do.
Okay.
Good. Because regulations and jobs, which means rich people are having trouble sucking the resources out of the country. So these filters cover 10 times the bad limit, but then they were testing some areas that had thousands per million or something like that.
What are they
whatever
do?
the so like 10 times what the filter could handle. And they said, look, don't drink the water because it's blowing through the filter. It's so there's so much lead, even the filter can't handle it and is overwhelmed.
So what are you going to do?
So I don't know exactly what these filters they put in or whatever. I'm assuming not every, but that was one of the extreme, of the extreme cases.
I remember that town hall Maddow had about this. One person asked didn't somebody ask what the environmental impact is of everyone switching to bottled water, all the extra plastic?
Right.
And then the person, the official or whoever is like, well, yeah, okay, that's bad. But remember what we're dealing with.
Little kids drinking, yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're sorry for all the extra plastic laying around, but motherfucker, water's fucked up.
People so
fucking nuts.
Now the FBI done announced.
Oh, shit, man.
That it is joining a criminal investigation of lead contaminated drinking water.
Damn.
This is good because what's happening, remember, the attorney general there who is a suck buddy of Rick Snyder, the
official suck buddy,
the fucking governor there.
Don't go swimming without a suck buddy.
He nominated for the independent panel to investigate this. He nominated a guy who donated to both his and Rick fucking Snyder's campaigns.
Who's your suck buddy?
Don't worry, I'm going to get around to it.
Where's my suck buddy? Suck buddy. That sounds like a product you might hear about on Shark Tank. Hello, sharks.
I'm sure they have
it. Sign up for Suck Buddy, a brand new subscription service.
Federal prosecutors in Michigan are working with an investigative team, including the FBI, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service.
You get a new Suck Buddy sent to you every month, and then you can put the other one back in the fucking package when you're done.
They get a little sticky by the end of the month.
Hose them off.
An FBI spokesperson said the agency is trying to determine whether federal laws were broken.
No.
So let's hope.
Of course.
Somebody goes to fucking jail.
Something went wrong. The water is no longer drinkable. Someone fucked up.
I guess there was a little bit of success in Detroit. The people of Detroit managed to get that fucking emergency manager there to quit finally, since he's destroyed the education system. Did you see this? Teachers are walking out.
Oh, shit.
Detroit, because there were pictures all over the internet of like rats running around the schools and toilets that don't work and people are still using. And I mean, just horrible conditions in the schools of Detroit. The people finally kind of revolted and caused the resignation of the asshole that Rick fucking Snyder appointed, because you know they got rid of democracy.
How great.
And King Rick Snyder appointed some fuckwad who not only decided to switch the water in Flint, but then there was that story we heard, or I saw somewhere, that the emergency manager ultimately didn't make that choice. The emergency manager said we should stick with Detroit water, but that Snyder's offers overruled him. And it turns out that they think it was shenanigans to try to break up the water, the public water utility, and privatize it.
Oh, shit.
It didn't even have to do with money, because they found a way. Remember, we did that story. They found a way to stick with Detroit water and pay less, right? There was some transfer or something. They figured out. And then the governor's office said, no, switch to Flint.
And they're just doing it for their cronies.
Switch to Flint River. And they didn't know about the poison and stuff, but they ultimately wanted to break everything up.
But their motives were shitty.
And privatize it, yeah.
God. Right.
The Republican way, like the poor post office.
Right, right. Elect Trump, everybody. Imagine what the country's going to look like. Imagine.
I think he's the least scary, really. I mean, I don't.
That's true, man.
I still think there's a pretty significant part of Trump that's just bullshitting. I think he is pro-choice.
How soon?
I don't think he flipped to pro-life. I think he's pro-choice. I don't believe that.
Do you think if Trump was elected president, he's really going to build a wall? I mean, because that's what he's talked about. And if he didn't even attempt the wall, it would be disingenuous.
Well, there's got to be something. Yeah.
He's got to do something. Maybe, you know what? Maybe he'll do.
Or he says, look, we looked at it and I'm a good businessman and we studied the hell out of it and it just won't be good business to do.
Let me tell you a story.
So, you know, no wall.
Okay. This is what he's going to do. One morning I was at in my mom's neighborhood. When I was visiting, I was jogging and, a dog saw me in the yard, started chasing me, barking at me. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this dog is going to chase me down the block. So I turn around, I stop running. I'm like, all right, buddy, all right, stop. And all of a sudden, the dog got to the edge of the yard, and he kind of shrieked a little bit, and he stopped. Because why? There was one of those buried electrical evil-ass fucking doggy fences.
Yeah, I don't abide by those.
Well, I think that's what Trump's going to do all along the Mexican border. He's going to put up
an electronic fence.
Yeah, and Mexico is going to pay for it.
Bug zapper?
Oh, yeah. He's going to have bug zapper. He's going to have a giant bug zapper. Who knows? What an idiot.
Yeah, who knows? Really, who knows?
Fuck everyone. This Michigan story, boy, that is the craziest story of the year.
What?
Is that Kate?
I couldn't find it fast enough.
What is she barking at?
I was going to do Kate. Kate was going to do the barking dog for you.
Those dog fences are evil, don't you think?
Those are horrible.
Yeah. It's a collar that goes around the dog's neck and shocks.
Well, and hurts the dog.
It's fucking horrible.
I really just want to wrap that collar around somebody's dick and just push them through the fence. Push them over the edge. See how it feels, you asshole.
I mean, you know.
It's cruel.
Yeah. Some people might be into that, like North Hollywood. I mean, the right guy.
When in Wisconsin, the next, I don't know, farm over, I guess, through the woods, had pigs. But not like cute little pink pigs running.
Oh,
these were like giant. No, these were giant, like black and gray.
Oh shit!
Massive beasts. Oinkers. that had built these houses in the woods for them and shit. They were like pig houses.
Oh my god!
And the only way you knew you were entering pig territory,
Pigville,
was a single wire about a foot off of the ground. Staked around. It was electric, just one single electrical wire, because they didn't leap.
Right.
They're not really
good
at leaping.
And they're smart. They probably get shocked once and they remember.
And, maybe. You know, we were assholes. We used to hop the fence or step over it.
Yes.
And, you know, try to go look at the pigs and stuff. And they're massive animals. And one time, the dog touched the fence.
Oh no.
Yelped.
Oh gosh.
And but then she jumped over it every single time. Like she would jump over.
Well, she just figured it out.
Yeah. And she would go try to taunt the pigs.
Why?
Which is not cool.
Why was the dog fucking
wasn't
with
my
the pigs?
Dog. Wasn't my
okay.
dog.
Okay. Kate would never
I didn't
that.
Have dominion over that dog.
So. Do you think Kate would attack a pig?
No. She wouldn't give a shit.
Right.
She might want to go up to it. She likes big dogs.
She doesn't care though about other animals generally.
Sometimes on the dog walk and stuff, she'll sometimes
not
say
squirrels.
Hi.
Have you ever seen her chase a squirrel or
no,
a bird?
No, no. The birds don't even give a shit about her. You open the door and let her out.
And
the birds are all over the yard and they look at her like,
that's not a threat.
Yeah, fuck off. So good news out of, I guess, out of Michigan.
Congratulations.
At least, hopefully some asshole Republican heads will roll because
unreal,
it's just
man.
Not the way you run things.
You think if at the end of if you're while you're governor, if the water turns shit and no one can drink it, you fail.
Well, right.
You can't drink the water.
Right.
What an asshole.
I mean, it's a complete failure, obviously, of the system. We're going to save money. Fuck the people. We don't care.
It kind of shows you how fragile we are, maybe. You know what I mean? Why did that happen? Does Michigan, is there water system any different than ours, really? Or did just the wrong person get in office and affect all this bullshit?
Yeah.
That's why you got to fucking vote, you fucking assholes. Get off your fucking beanbag chair.
Yeah, seriously.
Turn off fucking Walking Dead. Put the bong down for 10 fucking seconds. You'll be okay. Go out to the fucking voting booth.
I guess those assholes are still holed up in Oregon.
Yeah. God, all four of them. Oh shit!
I think they're still camped out. I think they have cut off their electricity and their cell phone service, so we don't get any more updates.
Is it true they're sending the Girl Scouts in to remove them?
Right,
yeah. Brownies,
a brownie troop,
a troop of tiger cubs are going to disarm them.
It says the final occupiers are still holding out for a miracle.
Oh my God.
The
religion has failed these people mercilessly.
Interesting you say that. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham.
Oh my God.
Joined the talks when one of the ninnies there talked about him.
Oh, okay.
And I guess somebody hooked up a way for them to talk.
Oh, right.
A spokesman for Graham confirmed that he did communicate by phone with federal representatives and the four remaining assholes at the refuge.
Why?
So maybe their power isn't totally off. Or
why?
They've got a generator or something.
Yes, but why communicate over the phone? Why not use the airwaves of Jesus? Graham.
Yeah, what a dove.
Quit being a pussy. Right. Talk to him through God's voice or something. Can't you do that? Can he not do that?
In jail, point? From jail, Ammon Bundy issued another statement asking the four that are left just to fucking go home. Not his words. He said, go home now so lives are not taken.
Just fucking go home.
That's my translation.
Fucking losers. I would want, what celebrity would you, if you were held up there in this bird sanctuary, what celebrity would you most want to hear from? Who would get you to, you know, to turn over your guns and give Oregon back to the federal government? What celebrity?
Who?
I think the problem.
Michael Jackson's dead.
Is that they are so stupid.
John Cleese.
That they have no idea how stupid they are. You see, if you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid? You'd have to be relatively intelligent to realize how stupid you are. There's a wonderful bit of research by a guy called David Dunning at Cornell, who's a friend of mine, I'm proud to say, who's pointed out that in order to know how good you are at something requires exactly the same skills as it does to be good at that thing in the first place, which means, and this is terribly funny, that if you're absolutely no good at something at all, then you lack exactly the skills that you need to know that you're absolutely no good at it. And this explains not just Hollywood, but almost the entirety of Fox News.
Why? That, you know,
John
that's
a, Cleese would talk is, me would talk me off the range. Yeah,
I don't know if that's who you call to talk anyone off a ledge, because John might say something. Well,
I'm just jumping, get it over with.
You're such an idiot. Right. What are you gonna contribute to society in the first place?
Right.
What are they gonna do with these guys?
Do get it over with.
Why do you even bother cutting off the power, the electricity? It's four guys.
It's the family of Robert Lavoie Finicum.
Okay. He fell, right?
Has issued a second and stronger statement calling the shooting death of Lavoie unjustified, saying that the FBI and the Oregon State Police are covering up the murder.
Well,
the family released a statement through its lawyer drawing conclusions, they say, based on the video and eyewitness alleged account of Shauna Cox.
Yes, Cox.
Shauna Cox is 18, and she's one of those singers.
What do you mean? Oh, my God, from the show choir?
One of that
whatever.
Family that showed up to fucking sing at the
That's the best, man.
Malfour Ranch. And she says they shot him down, his hands were up, he wasn't reaching for anything.
Right.
He was trying to get his balance. That's when he reaches down for the alleged gun.
You know what it is? I finally figured it out. They watched the wrong video. They're referring to the Laquan McDonald video of that person being shot to death. They're getting it mixed up because the Lavoie Finicum video, you can see him reaching for a motherfucking gun.
Yeah, twice.
Right? Twice!
No, according to this ninny, she was a passenger in the truck.
Ninny.
And she said, nope. That's not what happened. That they shot him down in cold blood.
Right. Hey, where can we find her music, by the way?
Why would they do? Let's apply Occam's razor to this. Why would they fucking do that?
I can't find my Occam's razor.
What were they afraid of? Are they're afraid of taking Lavoie alive?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, what are they afraid of? What are they afraid he's going to talk?
And do they think they're sending a message? That they're gonna kill one of them and teach them a lesson or something. They know that it would just fire up half of the other assholes. I just think it's a stupid theory to think, that the FBI killed him intentionally.
It is so stupid. I mean, really, these people need a little real talk. And here's the real talk. You know, you're powerless. The only reason you're still there, it went on so long, is because the government didn't want to fucking turn this into a fucking bloodbath.
Correct.
They didn't want to go in there. They didn't want to firefight. So they let you sit there like the idiots you are because they know you're harmless.
Meanwhile,
fuck off.
I heard there's some protected waters on the range.
Oh, wonderful.
That they're saying,
fucking that up.
Well,
aren't they?
There's some invasive carp.
Oh, no.
And shit. That they've been keeping at bay. And they really, if they don't, if they don't do whatever they do to keep this non
right,
there's it's a non-native invasive carp. If they don't do whatever they do to keep it away, it's going to eat all the species that is there that's supposed to be there and fuck things up.
That's the name of my band I was in high school.
Non-invasive carp or non-invasive.
Yeah. Listen, that to me is reason enough to storm this place. Fucking two in the head, one in the chest. Take these, smoke these motherfuckers. No. Wait. What
we
are the,
don't advocate violence.
But what? You just want the carp? Them. Oh, you just want the carp to come fucking take over? Is that your answer?
Do you hate America?
Do you hate America?
Are you a carp fan?
Obama! Fuck you!
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Crab Diving Thursday, live, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast.
Oh, God.
This lovely episode will be rerunning here at 5 p.m. Pacific for
fuck
your ear holes if
Republicans.
You want to hear it live
fuck
streaming.
You.
And don't forget, we're God at damn. iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a good review if you download us.
Fuck Theater Shoebat. Fuck him. And fuck him hard.
Don't forget, we're at crabdiving.com. Tonight, a brand new daily Upper Decker sports.
It's the Super podcast. Bowl 50 preview the episode.
Big Super Bowl preview, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast. And it'll be actually out on iTunes tonight, too. A special early drop so that you guys can...
an early release.
Yeah, it's plopping early so you guys can listen, can get your betting ready. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter stream, at RatedRComedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/CrabDiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, at Crab Diving.